BBC Surrey with Mark Carter.
It's now 10 minutes past 8. A leading Muslim in Surrey is calling for citizenship classes in schools after the desecration of his local mosque. Imran Khan of the Conservative Muslim Forum says lessons to prevent Islamophobia should return to the curriculum.
I think the citizenship education programmes, which are recently being taken out by Michael Gove, should be reinstated.
Well, Mr. Khan spoke out after vandals threw alcohol and eggs at an Islamic centre in Hawley. At the time, hundreds were holding nighttime prayers during Ramadan. Well, Detective Constable Dave Every from Surrey Police is the investigating officer in this case. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Just give us an idea then exactly what did happen.
Well, in the early hours of the 5th of August, that was Sunday morning, between about midnight and 1:30, the mosque was being used for prayers in the early hours as the fast was occurring during the day. When some people left the mosque at around about 1:30, they found that the door had graffiti sprayed on it. Eggs and flour had been thrown at the building, along with alcohol as well. We are linking it to another incident that happened in the afternoon of the 4th of August, Saturday, where the locks were damaged on the door. We think these incidents may be connected.
Have you got any idea who may be the culprits of this? How are your investigations going at this stage?
We are making extensive inquiries. One of our key inquiries is that we believe these people will have bought the items before that they went to the premises and perhaps didn't take them from their home. So we're checking local shops and petrol stations to see whether anyone sold eggs or flour at that time of the night, not normally something that's sold at that time of night.
And you sense, obviously, the very nature of this particular incident, that they particularly had an agenda in targeting the Islamic Centre?
It appears to be designed to offend, but we're keen that this doesn't raise any barriers where they don't exist. As we've already heard from the people at the mosque, they get on really well with the local community, and the people that you've spoken to have said that they're really surprised and shocked that this has happened in their community. So we're really keen not to throw up any barriers where they don't exist, and quite frankly, they don't. They get on really well with the local community, and it fits in very well. So if somebody has got an agenda, they are an individual, and we will find them.
All right, and the usual way, I guess, to get in touch, including the 101 number and so on.
Certainly, we're keen to hear from anyone that knows anything, and I'd remind people that Crime Stoppers is there as well if they wish to speak to us anonymously.
All right, thank you for your time this morning. In the first half of this year, there were over 200 crimes in Surrey.